Hello. Well, I'm here on the At Skating TJ podcast, and I am delighted to be able to welcome these two, Julien Seguin and Charlie Bilodeau. They are pair skaters, ranked second in Canada at the 2016 National Championships, eighth in the world at the 2015 World Championships, and then, of course, second at the World Junior Championships, also in 2015. Julien and Charlie, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's my first question. It's for you, Charlie. Your mom was a skating fan, and you started skating at three, but you said it was only a pastime until you were 13 years old. What happened then?
I started skating at 3 years old. So, yeah, my mom is a coach, and she learned me to skate. So one day at 12, she told me, okay, well, if you want to stop, you just have to stop. So I said, oh, yes, perfect, I'll stop. And finally, a year after, I just came back and said, okay, I mean, what I like in skating is the pair side, the acrobatic thing, the connection you can have with your partner to throw her higher and all that stuff. So I came back and I said, okay, I want to do that and go as far as possible in pair.
Now, Julien, you started skating when you were 6 years old.
Yep.
What did you like best about it when you were young?
You know what? I don't even know exactly what I liked. I was just so nice on the ice. I was feeling great. I had friends, and I just had fun. So I just keep going, and then, yeah.
And then you were originally a single skater and a very successful single skater. So your first partner was Andrew Evans. What made you decide to start, and your only partner aside from Charlie, what made you decide to start with pairs?
I think I was eight when I told my old coach that I wanted to do pairs. And he was like, yeah, you should be great in pair because you're small. And I was kind of stiff, if we can say like that. So
yeah,
I decided at eight. And then later, when I came with Jose, I was able to find Andrew and then Charlie. So
what about pair skating do you each like?
For me, it's the liberty that we have in pair skating. I mean, in all discipline of skating, in pairs, you can do anything. You can take something from dance, from singles with the jumps, and you have the pair elements. So it's like the discipline where you can do anything. So that's the thing I like. And of course, the the acrobatic thing, that to throw your partner in the air. And yeah, that's pretty this.
Now, what about you, Julien? What do you like about pairs?
I think it's really to be a team. I feel more comfortable when I'm with someone on the ice, not because, like, I was good in single, but I can realize now how I prefer pair just because I can, like, I'm stressed, but not the same way, and I can control it, and I feel really nice about doing something with someone.
Do you guys talk during your skate?
We have keywords, but...
Okay.
We're not really talking.
Yeah, no. In competition, I mean, as soon as the music starts, we're like in the zone and we don't have to talk or anything. We just feel the moment and everything just came naturally. And I mean, if something happens, we will both feel it. So we won't have to say anything about what's next or whatever, how to adjust the next thing. Or yeah, I mean... We're connecting in a different way, so we don't need to say anything.
You know, it's very interesting. You've only been skating together since 2012, if I read that correctly. Mm-hmm. It's only been 4 years. How long does it take to become a pair?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
It really came naturally for us, so it didn't take very long. I cannot say how much it took for us.
You know, it's interesting. I've talked to pair skaters, and they say things like lifts and throws, they have a certain timing to mm-hmm. them. And depending on your technique, when you're learning a lift or a throw, you may have to adapt a little bit when you have a new partner. So did you guys immediately find yourselves with similar technique? Did you have to make adjustments? How was it for you?
Of course, we had to make some adjustment, but I mean, we just we start like a bit rush in a certain way. I mean, we just start the season, like we start skating at the beginning of the summer, and at the end we were competing, so we didn't have time to like take time to learn everything and to I mean, we were just like, okay, we need this in the program, so we have to work on that. And by working on this, we just came up with the same timing and the same rhythm.
Yeah, it was not hard.
Yeah, and I mean, this is still in those years, because I mean, like Death Spiral, we learned one the first year, the second year we learned another one, and because we were starting from zero together. So I mean, each year we learn new things, and
we've learned together. So there's no like old timing or whatever, just timing.
Okay. Now I know that we've talked about before when I've interviewed you about your chemistry, which is very natural, and you say that you guys are very much the same on the ice as off the ice. But when did you first meet? And did you feel that kind of connection immediately?
I don't think so.
No, just little by little. First, we met at our training center.
Okay.
And then when we started to skate together, it just came like little bit by little bit, naturally.
You know, I was going to say, you talked about José Picard and her recipe for success for you. Tell me a little bit of what kind of ingredients are in that recipe.
A lot of work.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean,
I can say some of the words. There's work, there's love, passion,
mm-hmm.
and
determination.
Yep.
I mean, that woman knows
so much things. Oh my God, it's not even funny. We're learning every day.
Yeah, she knows everything about figure skating, and she knows how to become champion. So I mean, we put all our trust in her, and we know that with her we will be able to reach any goal that we have.
Is there something special that skating has taught you that you would not have learned if you were not in the sport?
Ooh.
Oof, a lot of things. It's hard to pick one.
Okay. But you can pick more than one. What kinds of lessons are there?
How you have to be determined in your life, I think, not only in the sport. You got to know what you want, and I think it will help you for your life. So I think there's one thing that I learned.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I would say the combination of the technique and to do it with your heart. I mean, the difference between the one at the top and the others is, I mean, they could do the same thing technically and about the elements, but there's something more between, I mean, behind this, and it's the passion and the energy, the feeling that you put in your work that
will give you results.
Yeah, that will give results more than just to do a work without putting your heart in it.
Go back to when you were small children. What is the one thing you could not have imagined by being a skater?
I don't know.
Well, basically, when I was young, I didn't imagine myself as a skater at all. So.
Okay. What did you think you would be?
I don't know. Maybe.
You said you love snow.
Yeah, I wanted to be a snowboarder, so. Yeah.
Oh, do you know how to snowboard, Charlie?
Yeah, when I stopped skating, I started snowboarding, but finally I realized that to start snowboarding at 11, 12, even if I was good, I mean, to compete against people who have started at 3 years old, like me in figure skating, I was maybe, you know, I'm not sure. So I just came back to figure skating and finally find the thing I love about that. So
It's interesting with any sport. It's very difficult to start late. I mean, it can happen, but it's not, it doesn't matter what the sport. It seems that most children are on track once they're very small.
Yeah, there's a lot of ability that when you learn them young, it's like so easier.
Yes, for sure. Julianne, what does music mean to you? And what's your favorite kind of music?
I don't have any particular music, like style or whatever. Just I really love listening to music because I can just be, how can I say that? Like feel the music and be in tone, like before a competition, for example, or even just when I'm home and I need to be like all by myself and feeling great. I think it's just a way to be aware of you and feeling good, I think.
So what is one of your favorite songs to get you pumped up?
I don't have any one. No.
No?
Yeah.
Just whatever's on the radio or just whatever's on your player. So, Charlie, tell me a little bit about music for you. Do you help in selecting the music for the programs? And does the music matter to you?
Yes, the music matter for me. I mean, basically about music, I'm not able to tell any kind of music that I like, but I can say that the pop music doesn't really fit me. I mean, what I like about music is the surprise. When I hear something and it's surprising me and I find it interesting, the melody and all those things. So, and pop music, I feel like it's all the same thing a bit. So I'm not really in that kind of music, but there's so many good songs. And
do you find that as you're competing, do you find that you're watching the other skaters? So you talked to me once about the fact that when you were young, you watched skaters in Quebec City at the Grand Prix Final and also at Skate Canada International. The Skate Canada event, I think, was 2007. So do you know now, first of all, you're skating with the top skaters in the world now. It did not take that long for you to get here. But do you also know that there are young skaters out there who are watching you? What kind of effect do both of those experiences have for you?
I think for me, I don't realize that much that there is young people watching us. I'm just more feeling that I'm watching the other one, even if I'm getting close. We are getting close to them, and I think I'm trying to get every little bit that is good from each one to just bring it home and try to get our best with what we have seen, I think it's more that.
Yeah, we have a lot to learn about everyone, and even the younger one. I mean, all skaters has their own thing, their own particularity, that if you can grab the more thing that you can, you'll be the more complete skater. So that's what we are trying to be.
What I want to know from each of you is your strength as a person and your strength as a pair skater?
Oh, Jesus.
That's a hard question.
It's so hard to know how we are, I think.
Except that I think as skaters, you're very self-aware. You have to be in order to really be able to perform. And you guys perform beautifully. So you must have a quality that you think helps you in that as a person, and also a quality in your skating that contributes to your success.
Well, we're both determined. Oh, I think this is the main thing that really helped us just to perform every time. And like, we're working so hard at home, so I think it's just when we're getting through a competition, it's just trust yourself and just
give 100%. And I think we're both in.
That's excellent.
Both think like that, so, and that's also why we were able to perform in competition.
What?
You know, from the outside, what I see. from the outside, when I watch you together on the ice, I see you, Charlie, as a man who is willing to look after and do whatever it takes to keep your partner safe. And for you, Julianne, I see a fearless
That's great.
Skater.
Yeah, that's interesting. We will see that the next time.
But you know, it's interesting. Yeah. You can't be fearless unless you trust
trust
your partner.
Trust between us in skating and in life. And
Do you think about going to the Olympics in Korea?
It's our main.
Does it? Go ahead. I was just going to ask if it takes up a lot of your thought, or if it's just so often you see it in the distance.
I would say it takes a lot of our thought, but at the same time, we're not focusing on that every day. I mean, every day we're going to the ring to work, but we don't think about any competition coming or whatever. We just feel the moment and be in the present, and
it's the same way we're training and trying to do our competition. We're not thinking about anything else than what we are doing right now, and this is what really helps us to focus on our stuff than just thinking about, okay, we want to go to the Olympic, let's focus on that and screw the rest. It's not
even if the Olympics are like our main goal, I mean, in term, it's not any different competition. It's a figure skating competition like any others. And it's the same mindset that we want to have when we will be there.
If you had the chance to skate with a team that is no longer skating together, who would that dream team be that you would like to skate on the same ice as? Not even in competition, just even a show or practice or competition.
I would say Gordieva Green
Cup. But just who would that be?
I mean, a lot of people told us that when they watch us skating, we remember them. So, I would just be curious to see it, to feel it, what's that kind of comparison.
Yeah, it's definitely so. It's the same for me.
What was that, Julianne?
No, we were too young.
Did you guys ever see them skate live, or you were too young? You know what? They were really quite something. I don't blame you at all for wanting to skate with them. When you are off the ice, what do you like to do?
A lot of things. I mean, hard to say, but I mean, in life, I like to try so much thing. I mean, yes, figure skating took so much time in my life, but at the same time, I'm the kind of person that want to try everything. So all the possibilities, the thing that I can do, I will try it. And that's like that's what make me foolish about life. It's to try new thing every day, and yeah. So there's nothing specific.
Do you think that you will be in skating? I'm going to ask you the same question, Julianne. Don't think you're getting away with not answering. But just, Charlie, do you think that you will find your professional life to be
I
about skating?
I think there's something else that I want to be doing, but it can be in relation with skating. I'm studying communication at university. So, I mean, if I after my skating career, I can,
yes.
I don't know, doing commentary on figure skating, yeah, well, why not? But probably in French, because my English,
sure.
not sure.
Your English is very good, trust me. What about you, Julianne? What do you like to do away from the rink, and will your professional life include
figure skating?
It's
pretty the same for me. I don't have any specific things, but I love to do, like, just changing my mind. So I love cooking. I'm doing a lot of cooking with friends or my mother. I'm doing stuff like that, just be with my friends. And, yeah, there's not anything that is specific, and I don't want to be I don't want to be in necessarily a coach or whatever. I want to coach for sure, but I want to do something else too. So,
tell me what your family is
so much
to you, the support of your family.
Well, it's like every athlete says that we couldn't be like where we are now if we had no support. Of course, our family is the first one, so I think we need them, and it's a big part of our life too. So, yeah.
Do you remember seeing them in the audience? Like, what is one experience that you had where you went, there's my family?
Like, you mean if I see them when I'm on the ice, or...
Mm-hmm. Well, if you ask Scott Moyer, his oldest brother used to be able to come to every competition, and it didn't matter where you were in the world, you could hear Danny Moyer's voice yelling to his brother, just encouragement. And it was always a very special moment. One of my favorite pictures, I can send it to you, when Scott won the Olympics in Vancouver, he went running up to the wall and his two brothers grabbed him, and his feet are off the ground and his two brothers are hugging him. It meant everything to him. So I'm just wondering if there was a time or a competition where the family support was extraordinarily stronger than usual, or different, or you just remember something about
my mother and my sister were wearing a mustache for my short program too.
Yeah, my family too. It was the same thing. So yeah, I think it's that one.
Now tell me, it's basically my last question. You're going to be delighted about that part, I bet. But I want you to tell me one word that describes skating for each of you.
And freedom.
You know what? I am so excited to have spoken to you. Now, if people want to get a hold of you on social media, on Instagram and Twitter, you're at Julianne Charlie. You're on Facebook, Julianne Séguin and Charlie Bilodeau, and you've got a website, which is lovely, which is where I got a lot of my information, by the way, which is www.seguinbilodeau.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best for the season, and thank you so much for